Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, boo!
Nah, don't scare me like that. How are you?
I'm great. It's Halloween. Trick or treat.
I'm out of candy. How about an apple? A bag of pennies?
I'll take the pennies.
You got it.
And Mike, last week you left us with a challenge related to the baseball playoffs.
I did. I said start with the word postseason. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that names certain utensils you might have in a kitchen drawer. What are they?
Well, if you drop one of the S's, you can spell teaspoons.
You indeed can do that. Besides being a day to eat way too many Junior Mints and Milk Duds, Halloween is also the title of a 1978 independent horror movie about a creepy killer named Michael Myers. Since scary movies give me the heebie-jeebies, I've brought questions about the actor, Mike Myers.
He's someone you don't mind seeing standing outside your window.
First up, in the early 1990s, Myers formed Ming T, a band that included Susanna Hoffs and Matthew Sweet. Each band member adopted a 1960s persona and performed under a pseudonym. Myers' persona later became the title character in a series of films and was named what?
Is it Wayne?
Nope. Even easier. 1960 should help.
Oh, Austin Powers.
It is Austin Powers. That's correct. In a 2003 live-action film adaptation of a classic Dr. Seuss book, Myers played the title character while wearing a costume made of angora and human hair with battery-operated ears and a tail. What book is it?
That was The Cat in the Hat.
It was The Cat in the Hat. And after seeing that film adaptation, Dr. Seuss's widow decided not to allow any other live-action adaptations of Dr. Seuss books. In 2001, Mike Myers' brother Paul, a singer, broadcaster, and author, co-wrote a biography of what popular Canadian rock band, famous for their songs One Week and If I Had $1 Million, and for the theme song to the TV show The Big Bang Theory.
That's Bare Naked Ladies.
It is the Bare Naked Ladies. And at one time, the ice cream conglomerate Ben & Jerry's had a flavor called If I Had $1 Million Flavors, named after the song, and that flavor is sold in the U.S. as everything but the...
Hmm.
Myers began acting in commercials at age 2, and when he was 10, he filmed a commercial for British Columbia Hydroelectric. Playing his mother in the commercial was which original cast member of Saturday Night Live?
I heard him talk about this on WTF podcast recently. It was Gilda Radner.
It is Gilda Radner. And a few months later after that commercial aired, Myers' brother told him that Radner was a cast member on SNL, and Myers then vowed to be on the show himself one day. And it happened. And finally, along with celebrities including Catherine O'Hara and Martin Short, Myers is featured in a series of what, each with an 85-cent face value, issued in August of 2014.
Stamps?
Yeah, postage stamps, that's right. They were issued as the Great Canadian Comedians series.
That's going to be a long series.
The SCTV subset alone will set you back a couple hundred bucks.
That's true.
Have you ever sung Bohemian Rhapsody at the top of your lungs with your friends in a car? Let us know. Quiz at wamc.org.
Or you can have an excellent party time at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can get another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Garth?
Start with the word Halloween. Change one letter to an S, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that describes how a business might buy some of its products. What is it?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be awesome, baby, this time next week.
Party on, Ian.
Party on, Mike.